The Drive is brought to you on demand by Assignar Construction Operations Software. Visit keepbuilding.com for a free demonstration and see how much your business can save.
Like Ron Burgundy.
During the media timeout, unfortunate conduct, Colorado State head coach. That's 15-yard penalty as we are forcing the dead ball spot. That's the head coach's second unfortunate conduct foul of the game. Rob Rule, he is ejected.
Jabe, I'm not sure I've ever seen it before. In all my years, year 25 of covering college football, a head coach ejected with two unsportsmanlike calls in the first half, and Steve Addazio's night is done. And that's it. Coach Addazio to the Joey Porter locker room.
Wow. I can't tell you how proud I am and how grateful I am to be here with you today. This is a great honor to be able to lead this football program, to be able to represent this university. I can tell this is a special place. I knew in the process,
ultimate dudes, two dudes.
What are your fondest memories of Steve Addazio?
Well, it was a hell of a hustle into the locker room when he got kicked out. I mean, that's how you show effort for your team. You get kicked out of a game, you sprint into that locker room.
Joey Porter locker room.
That's right. That's right. What a guy. That's good leadership. Way to lead by example there, buddy.
Two dudes.
Boy, that was a hot mess, wasn't it?
From the get-go. And by the way,
but I give CSU credit because, hey, they're not exactly strapped with money. They don't have a financial just like the free roam to do whatever they want, fire and hire coaches. Nah, I mean, you fire a coach, that's going to have a significant effect on CSU, on CU, mm-hmm. on a lot of schools, man. And for CSU to make this move, well, they recognized that something was horribly wrong, and they did the right thing, and they moved on from a guy that they never should have hired in the first place.
Right.
But I give them credit for doing the right thing.
You just got to look. I'll be very specific here. How in the world does Air Force, who literally did not throw the ball in their last game.
Simmer down.
About what?
Where are you going with this?
How does Air Force in the Mountain West put together consistently, with all the restrictions it takes to get to Air Force, better football teams than CSU? It's impressive. What's wrong with that? What am I simmering down on?
Well, they beat CU last year, okay?
All right. I'm not taking any shots in CU. I'm just saying if Nevada can do it, Nevada, if Air Force can do it, if Wyoming can do it, if all these schools in the Mountain West can do it, seriously, what the hell, Fort Collins? I mean, what advantage do those schools have over CSU and Fort Collins?
I don't know. I mean, they're in a world of hurt now, and it's going to be tough to dig yourselves out of it. Certainly, I know what that world feels like, and I'm not separating myself from it. CU's got their own problems, but when you get to that point where CU is at, everything is that bad. You fire a guy, there's not going to be a dude that just solves things.
Uh-huh.
And so, more than likely, you're in for a decade plus of trying to find just relevant football again.
At least you're in a Power 5 conference in the Pac-12. I mean, okay. I mean, we're not talking about the Mountain West.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying
at
teams
least we're not them, right?
I'm not saying teams in the Mountain West can't beat teams in the Pac-12. They do so all the time. It's just that overall as a conference, it should not be that bad. It got embarrassing. He gets tossed out of the game. They get their butts kicked on senior night, and it's like friends and family in the stands. It wasn't parents' weekend, was it?
His last memory, or his last moment, is getting kicked out of a game in which they're getting absolutely throttled on senior night in front of, you know, somebody on the I can't verify this, but somebody on the text line said that game started with 4,000 fans in the stadium,
yeah,
and it ended with like 2,000
right.
fans in the stadium.
And by the way, people that think, oh, all you guys do is rip on CSU. We have had so many comments today from CSU people who are upset with it.
Oh, sure.
Jim Beneman is sick with it.
I read my own school, too, just to be fair.
Absolutely. But, well, we all know it's Darren Cheverini's fault and the offensive line coach's fault, as it turns out.
Turns out.
Yeah, it turns out. All right, well, that went on. Meanwhile, the Avs are about to drop the puck in Montreal, so they get a chance to get back at it. It was terrible last night into Toronto. They got smoked 8-3. Hopefully they can bounce back tonight. The Nuggets lost a painful one in Orlando. I have no idea where the Jokic brothers or the Jokic sisters partied after the game.
That was an interesting text thread last night.
I thought there could be Jokic sisters.
Oh, man, I kind of want to pull it up.
Actually. I mean, I don't know the history. Yeah. Well, I can pull
it up. Should we do a reading?
We can do a dramatic
reading. Should we do a public reading?
Sure.
Dramatic reading?
Sure. Because there was a point I started joking around.
It was too little too late, buddy. Yeah.
I got it
there
somewhere.
We go. Okay.
Oh, we should get to the cow story.
Oh, the cow's a good story. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wait. You sent... Wait,
there we go.
Why is baseball stupid?
No.
Well, you did.
All right, here it is. Richie sends us a photo of these two girls in the crowd. They're wearing T-shirts that say Jokic Sisters. He says, "Amazing, the family's growing." Ha ha! I write back, "Holy cow, that is hilarious."
Yeah.
Richie, those look like printed shirts, not homemade / drawn, which is bonus points for those girls. D-Mac, wait, huh?
Yeah, that's when I thought there really were Jokic Sisters.
Right.
Like, I wasn't sure whether or not Jokic had sisters.
Right, okay. Which how you were thinking that was a little bit confusing, how you couldn't just see that this was a humorous attempt by these girls to do something funny.
You know,
uh-huh.
Would you put it past, if there were sisters of Jokic, to wear Jokic Sisters T-shirts?
Tyler, translation, they took the extra effort and paid someone to make the shirts. Richie, you really should have been more clear about that. Richie, I'm sorry, what was unclear about that? Just do better, Tyler says. D-Mac, carry on.
Well, then I don't say anything else. And I say nothing else until we get to the baseball story. Because I didn't know the lockout was imminent. And I was like, is this for real? Because I think I'm just being goofed on the entire night.
So finally, Richie goes to all caps. And he says, do you not understand anything on the first try? And I got a good laugh out of that one.
Right. And then I started joking around because I put what with like 9 question marks and exclamation points where I'm clearly.
Yeah, but the point was it took a very long time to get you to the point that you understood what was being discussed.
Then I cursed in the, wow.
Then, wait,
Tyler comes back. Why is baseball stupid? See, you didn't know the story either. You're outing yourself.
Stop.
And then I write, because they're all greedy. Curse word.
So you answered a rhetorical question. Yours was not rhetorical.
Oh, but look what I point out. They're both greedy on both sides. Pure idiots. By the way, the lead negotiator for the owners is Monfort.
Right. How about that, by the way?
The latest bargaining session lasted 7 minutes.
So,
that's true.
Hey, newsflash. Monfort doesn't like baseball, and he doesn't want baseball to be played this year.
But we keep going down the text chain as long as we're bringing everybody in. And you send us a picture of cows on a lawn in Castle Rock.
Yeah, you guys remember the cow story?
That's the best part of the entire text chain is the cows in the suburbs.
All right, I don't know how many of you guys were actually listening, but about a month ago, I brought up a story that I found this giant pile of poop in my yard. There was no way it was from my dog. I searched the internet. I was trying to figure out what kind of animal left this pile of poop. It looked like cow pie. My neighbor, so I tell my neighbor, he had one in his yard as well. He found it on his ring that there were actually cattle in our yard. Lo and behold, we don't live in a spot where there should be cattle running in our yard. So it was a crazy story. One of our neighbors texted on the text line the next day. He's like, Tyler, I thought you were crazy. But in the open space behind us, I saw cows today, right? Well, now on the news is an article, Castle Rock neighborhood wakes up to cow herd on lawns. This is a neighborhood that is directly behind me in the open space. So this herd of cattle has been on the loose for over a month, just roaming in suburbia.
It's a cow gang. It's a cow gang.
It's a cow gang that will not leave suburbia. They're just hanging out. There's photos of them. Then they interview a homeowner that they've got photos of these cows in his yard, and he thinks it's hilarious. He said that the owner of the cattle showed up in a Jeep. Was trying to lure him back in with some food, but the cattle went crazy. They started running all over the neighborhood, and he couldn't get them, so he just left them.
He just left them to roam around like you would. You don't. If a deer shows up in your yard, you might shoo him away, and he just whatever.
Well, it turns out the cattle could survive for a month on their own.
This
just,
is unbelievable.
Roaming wherever they want.
Let me ask you a stupid question.
Uh huh.
By the way, I just tweeted the story out at DMAC1043. The picture is priceless. The story is hysterical.
I promise you, these were the same cattle that pooped in my yard.
Let me ask you a dumb question. Why wouldn't you just put a rope around the cow's neck and just lead it into the trailer?
Well, there's no real ranchers anymore. They use, like, four-wheelers.
Okay, so... Can I ask you another stupid question?
Sure.
If there's four cows rolling around on a lawn, why wouldn't you take four ropes, tie it to the back of the four-wheeler?
Well, first off, I count five in this photo.
Five ropes.
Just to be clear.
You tie all five ropes, you know, around the cow's necks. You put it to the four-wheeler, and you just lead them out of the town.
Yeah,
am I wrong here? Is this stupid?
So I don't have a ton of experience in herding up cattle and getting them back into a trailer in the middle of suburbia. I don't have a whole lot of experience with that, but I'm guessing the rancher doesn't either. I'm guessing that he's never had to try to round them up, like, with, you know, yards and fences and homes that are all right there.
Let me ask you another stupid question. If these five cows are on my property.
No, don't say that.
Do I get my freezer ready? And I'm within my rights as a homeowner to do what I got to do with these cows.
They did damage my yard. They did.
Am I? I'm
100%. They damaged my yard.
I mean, I'm sort of joking. I'm sort of not joking.
I take a lot of pride in my yard, and they ripped it up. It was all over the place. They just ripped it up.
If you got the cow on your property, is it your cow?
I think there's laws. Can't shoot somebody else's cow. Yeah, you can probably milk the cow. You can probably get some milk out of it.
The picture of this cow gang just roaming around the suburbs is absolutely hysterical. It was a cow pie.
You probably didn't even believe my story
of
when
course.
I told it.
How am I supposed to believe cows are just roaming around your yard?
I know.
How am I supposed to believe that?
I didn't believe it either until I saw the video evidence of it. But I'm telling you that this neighborhood where this photo is, it's directly behind the open space. So that this cow gang has been on the loose for a month, and they've only roamed roughly a mile, like not even. So they've stayed within a mile radius. They're trying to find their way back home, probably. They just can't get through all the homes and all the fences. But they've been hanging out, just destroying our lawns.
The texters, yeah, you're stupid. All right. I prefaced it. You guys sound like a bunch of idiots. Start talking about cattle roping with horse ropes. What's the difference? All right. You guys are clueless, no real ranchers. I don't know. You guys realize that a cow weighs over 1,000 pounds. You can't just tie a rope around their neck and get them to follow you. You can't?
I'm going to be honest. I literally have no idea how you would do that. I mean, I would imagine that you use cattle dogs, but I would imagine that they are accustomed to working out in open space. I would imagine that they're accustomed to, like, moving them in a general direction, that they move, like, east to west, and that's progress. You know, like channeling them into a trailer in the middle of a neighborhood. I'm not quite sure how you accomplish that. Those are some strong animals now.
You guys are a bunch of city slickers. Yeah, we live in the suburbs. What the hell do you think we're talking about? This isn't NiWatt radio. We get it. We live where the people are.
We asked Joel Dreesen to come on, but he didn't come on.
Right. Well, he's probably milking something or shooting something or fixing something. I don't know. Saddling something. Begging people to go to a CSU football game. Who knows what Joel's doing?
Two dudes.
It's unbelievable. I can't believe this cow gig is still on the loose. Somebody, get control of your cows. Control of them.
In Colorado, it's your job to keep other people's cattle out of your yard.
What do you mean it's my job? How am I going to keep other people's cattle out of my yard?
Illegal milking, 15-yard penalty, loss of family.
That was one of the funnier things Kevin's ever said.
Should have called Cecil Lammy. He used to be an athlete. Mm. Oh, boy, we have heard Cecil has been bragging about how he used to be an athlete.
No, did you? He's been bragging about how he used to dunk, specifically.
I get it.
He is dead serious that he claims he could dunk.
There's a lot of bragging.
Yeah.
A lot of bragging going on with Cecil these days.
Unbelievable.
I'm glad.
How does he say that with sincerity? I think he's saying it with sincerity. I can't quite tell.
I'm glad he's losing weight. He looks terrific, but there's...
Look at you.
You know? Look at you.
Unbelievable.
Look at you.
I'm making... I'm athletically shaming. Sure. Sure.
Colorado is a free-range state. They can go wherever they want. Apparently. Who's... okay. But wait. The rancher doesn't have the rights to go assemble his cow gang?
No, he tried. In the article,
and just gave up?
He showed up in a Jeep. He tried to get them, and then he left.
He just wrote it off?
The way the article makes it sound is like he was dangling some food from his hand. Like here, come take this food. Come back in the trailer. Just come take this food.
It's crazy, man. I mean, I just don't...
Kind of like, why would I come back in there? Like, we are on the run right now. We don't want to get killed. We're on the run. Those cattle are running for their lives right now.
When is this going to become the next Disney movie, by the way? This is hysterical. I mean, you can't tell me this isn't a Disney movie. The cows get loose and they can all talk to each other and they're looking for something great. They're on an exploration and they get lost in the suburbs and then, you know, somebody puts one of them down. It's a very dark Disney story.
Jeez, why'd you have to go there? These cattle are running for their lives.
In every Disney story.
Like if it was a real Disney story, they would make it to their freedom.
In every Disney
They would make it.
In every Disney story, somebody goes down.
Really?
Nemo, mom, dead. You want to go through it?
Well, a little bit now.
Lion King, Lion King. Dad, dead.
Yeah, true. Good point. Aladdin.
I promise you there's a single mom or single dad or somebody's dead in that one, too. I just can't tell you. Is Jasmine's parents still alive?
No, it was just the dad, actually. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Dead mom.
Yeah, just the king.
No, Disney movies are dark, yo.
I don't know.
There's always dead people. Look at what was going on in
Little
Toy
Mermaid.
Story. Somebody's got to be dead.
They have an old English sheepdog in it, just for the record.
How does he swim?
Yeah, he does. No, you've never seen my
dog. Disney movies, there's always somebody dead. If this cow movie is a Disney story, one of them cows is going down by hook or by crook, sadly. And then they got to overcome things, and it'll be all right in the end. Yeah, somebody will get cow-tipped, and they'll tip them over a cliff or something like that. It'll be something horribly tragic. A whole new prayer!
Someone says cow crap in your yard, dog crap in your basement. Nice, Tyler.
Bambi. Yeah, Bambi. That didn't work out well. Old Yeller, how's that going? Wow. These are dark moments in these movies.
It's like revealing for me.
Yeah.
I'm going through my childhood and I'm realizing that I should have been depressed.
Yeah, Christopher Robin. How is his family situation? Not good.
No, it's not.
Pooh didn't even own pants. But he had a shirt on. It's the funniest thing.
That's weird. Why did he not have pants on, but he had a shirt on?
You know what I'm saying?
That's weird.
I'm right?
Disney had, actually, they had problems with that. So that's probably not even joking.
All right. People chiming in. D-Mac, Toy Story is Pixar dope. Yeah, it's all the same. Whatever. Really, seriously. Me and Tyler walk into a bar. What color is the wallpaper? Okay, lighten up, Francis. Beauty and the Beast? That's this show. All right, anyways.
I mean, it did make me wonder. I mean, that's a lot of free meat.
The questions that we have. I'm telling you this, if that cow comes into my yard, that's my cow.
Yeah.
That's my Charlotte's Web. How'd that go? Not well.
I had so many questions about how you were going to accomplish that, but I'm not going to go that route.
Am I going to get the cow in my yard?
No, more like how you're going to take it down. But yeah, I don't want to go that route because that's getting dark.
I'm going to raise it.
But you're going to bait it into your living room?
Yeah, I'm going to stop paying, you know, Harry Gustin and Colin Ritchie to mow my yard. I just got the cow to do it.
My dad had a pet cow growing up. He did.
I bet he did.
So he had family that had a ranch, and he would go, and he bottle-fed this cow. He raised this cow. The cow's name, I think, was like Freddy or something.
Yeah.
Had a human name.
And
then my dad showed up and Freddy wasn't there.
Yeah, steaks.
Yeah.
Frozen, dead parents, like, 101 Dalmatians.
I ate Freddy?
Yeah, of course you did. What'd you have for lunch today? You might have had Freddy for lunch. You're probably going to have Freddy for dinner.
I know, it was messed up.
That tastes good. Peter Pan's parents, all right? Donald Duck, no pants. Frozen, dead parents. 101 Dalmatians, mom dead instantly. Fox and the Hound, dead.
Somehow Chick-fil-A is behind this.
Pixar is owned by Disney. That guy's a dope. There you go. Been busting your balls for years. This is the best segment you've ever done. Love you guys. Hey,
look it up. This is a real deal. This cow gang, they are ferocious, and they will not go away.
It's hysterical.
You ever had to pick up a cow pie before?
I have not. I just knew Cecil when he had grown up and I was in the radio business.
Very large.
Yeah.
Put on the smoker for a little bit, though.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, I mean,
with the cow pie?
10 or 15 minutes, put the cow pie.
The cow pie?
You never tried that?
Is this a Jokic sister's joke?
No.
I think I'm being Jokic sistered right now.
It's not.
Yeah, Well, yeah, bring me some cow pie. D-Mac will take the cow down by making him listen to the quarterback manifesto, bore it to death.
That's a good one.
Wow.
Imagine being me, having to do it for 4 hours a day.
Cecil is 6'5". If he couldn't dunk, he's not an athlete. Where did you come up with Cecil being 6'5"?
Wow. You wanna,
that's not true!
That you want to talk true. About a Cecil Stan? Oh, wow. Cecil Lammy's 6'5"?
Where did you come up with Cecil is 6'5"?
Don't listen to Cecil
Wait, had Cecil been telling people he's 6'5"?
Probably. I mean, if he's telling him he can dunk, he's probably telling him he's 6'5".
Kevin, I give you permission here for a second. You're 6'4", right?
Yes.
Can you dunk?
No, I couldn't.
Right. You're way taller than Cecil, correct?
Yes.
Right. Thank you.
I did get rejected by the rim one time in high school.
Yeah. Well, okay. Let's not go with you against the Muggles. We get it how much better you are.
I got rejected by the rim. It was super embarrassing. They started chanting, "White boys can't jump."
Right. Yeah.
True story.
Right. Because that was one of 10,000 dunks that you could have made that year.
But my CU coaches were there recruiting me.
You had a moment.
They were there recruiting me.
Worst moment. Not dunking in high school, wide open breakaway, nose diving in the combine in the 40.
Oh, good question. I don't think the 40 made it into my Wikipedia. The dunk that made it into my Wikipedia.
Dude, the 40 a second. The 40 made it on the front page of the Denver Sports section.
Yeah, it was like a life size photo. Right. It was very depressing. Yeah. No, but that isn't that crazy? So somebody actually put that dunk story in my Wikipedia.
It's ridiculous.
And then they had the mercy to remove it like 5 years later.
The cows. Oh, my God. Are we ready? Hold on 1 second. I'll hear you. The cows are on the loose. Tyler reports they are really moving.
Dad jokes.
There you go. All right. I would love to find the cows. I'm not joking. Does anybody know where they are?
I mean, I know the neighborhood, so they can't. I'm sure they didn't go far. They've been out there for a month, and they've been roaming for within a mile. They've been roaming.
Yeah, because like, how fast do cows move?
Well, they moo. Thank you.
Cecil's like 5'9", but tells people he's 5'10" because when don't you wear shoes?
Oh, right.
That's a good point. Fair enough.
Does anybody out there believe that Cecil dunked? Anybody?
No way.
Is there a person out there that believes that story? Well, there is one. That one dude thought that he was 6'5". So there are dumb people in the world.
I'm trying to get over the Cecil was an athlete claim that he's throwing out there.
Well, I mean, shoot. Do you think about where he grew up? I'm sure that he was an athlete.
There you go. All right, if you got a question for Tyler, 303-713-1043. Mount Palumbus Speak is next.
Hey, guys. Tyler Palumbus here to tell you about my new friends at Assignar. Colorado contractors get paid faster and save big-time money with Assignar managing their construction operations. From instant crew and equipment scheduling to digital time tracking and forms, contractors using Assignar are averaging $30,000 per year in savings. Collect data from the field to make informed decisions from the office with Assignar platform and mobile app. Go to keepbuilding.com to request your free demonstration of Assignar and see how much your business can save.
From the banks of Cherry Creek to the Flatirons of Boulder to the South Stands of Mile High, he's the state of Colorado's native son, a man of mythical and physical proportion, University of Colorado Buffalo's team captain, Denver Broncos Super Bowl 50 champion. He is Mount Palumbus. Who dare attempt scale the mighty Mount Palumbus on this day?
Well, it's Mitch from Littleton. And just a reminder, if you hear the Foo Fighters, you can win a couple of tickets to their show August the next year at Empower Field. Here we go. Coming up relatively soon. This song is not the Foo Fighters. Tyler, which aspect of Sunday's game is more important for the Broncos? Ability to run the ball or ability to limit Mahomes and the Chiefs' passing offense?
Mount Palumbus. Speak!
Yeah, running the ball for the Broncos is going to be more important because limiting Patrick Mahomes in their passing game, that's more of a hope and a prayer. Yeah, put Justin Simmons on Travis Kelce. Have a game plan. Try to contain him. Have a plan to try to slow down Tyreek Hill. Try to not let him hit you over the top. But guess what? They are the Kansas City Chiefs. And eventually, they, generally speaking, find ways to hit home runs on people. So it's tough to slow them down. And eventually, they're probably going to hit a home run on you. But what you can control is you can control the clock. Now, time of possession is a little bit of a misleading stat, especially when you're playing teams like the Kansas City Chiefs. You got to score. You definitely got to score, and it's not good enough to just eat up 4 or 5 minutes off the clock and walk away with 3 points. No, you got to eat up 4 or 5 minutes of clock, and you got to walk away with touchdowns. That's the key to it all. If you're not finishing with touchdowns, you're not doing enough, and you're probably going to lose the game. However, if you run the ball well, you can eat up the clock, and you're going to put Teddy Bridgewater in a spot where hopefully he can convert on third downs. You keep that clock running, and what that does is inevitably that controls their passing game in its own right because you keep them off the field.
Okay. Tyler, this is from Tim in Farmington, New Mexico. Appreciate you listening. How strange is the current top 10 draft order? Detroit, Houston, Jacksonville, Jets, Giants, Philly, Carolina. And Philly has another pick after that. We actually talked about that yesterday. Of those teams, which do you think will be going after Rodgers and or Wilson? Fair question. Good question.
Yeah, that's a great question. It's wild. I don't know that I can recall ever having multiple teams in the first round have back-to-back picks, like in the top 10, top 15, somewhere in that ballpark. We got three teams that's in that category this year.
Isn't that crazy?
You know, last year, Miami had a situation where they had multiple first-rounders, and everybody was talking about all the ammo that they had.
Raiders had three a couple years ago.
And they did have a lot of ammo, and it was great. And the Raiders had that as well. Yeah. And you know
but
what?
They were spread out. The picks were spread out.
They did some good with that, but they're all gone now because they all got in trouble, unfortunately. It's an insanely valuable spot to be in. And the scary part is there are a handful of teams there that might be interested in Russell Wilson, that might be interested in Aaron Rodgers. You're telling me the Giants couldn't use a quarterback?
Yeah.
You're telling me Philadelphia couldn't use a quarterback?
Do they need a quarterback?
They don't necessarily have a desperate need, but
it's an interesting choice.
If you've got multiple first-rounders, I'll put it this way.
Yeah.
They don't necessarily need to draft it. No, they don't need to draft a QB. But if Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson is available, 100% I would expect them to be involved. 100%.
It's the ultimate for Mike Evans' khaki pants strategy because they got Jalen Hurts in the second round. Under Mike's theory, it really doesn't matter who you get. You just build around it and it doesn't matter where you get the quarterback from. Well, there you go. I mean, that would be the ultimate khaki pants move right there.
Yeah, but they would be in. They would be in on any of those guys, any of the top guys for sure because you've got the ammo. And what's that ammo mean? When you could go get somebody of that quality.
See, this was the inevitable problem that we did talk about when the Rodgers deal didn't go through last year. Because, yeah, the Broncos were in prime position last year at that time. But we said, watch out, because you just don't know what teams may rise up and just have better things to deal with. And there you go. There's three teams right there. Three teams that have better ammo for the Packers than the Broncos do.
Yeah, that was the strongest.
Or the Seahawks.
That was the strongest the Broncos were ever going to be as far as their ammunition in a trade right there on draft day because it's the here and the now. And it was a good pick. The only optimistic side of that I could look at is, okay, so let's hope that the Giants are not interested. Let's hope that Philadelphia is not interested.
Yeah.
Take Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson off the table. Let's say that it just comes down to rookie QBs. Well, there's a handful of teams there that look like those are likely trade candidates that if you want to move up to go get a guy,
I do see
any of those teams as being likely candidates to move back because what do they care? If they have to move back 5 or 6 spots, who cares?
If I'm the Jets and I got the 4th pick and the 5th pick and I can get 2 seconds and a third or something like that for the 5th overall pick, and I'm okay with Zach Wilson? Sure. I mean, how is that not going to help you? Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but then what you're saying is, well, then what you're going to have happen, of course, is the overvaluation of quarterbacks, but that happens every year, and it will keep continuing to happen, so you can't choose when you suck. It is what it is. Do you got a QB or not?
Hey, real quick, I just got another really cool text as we're sitting here reading texts. This one's actually from my friends over at American Finance. And I know you guys have all heard what's going on with Schlereth and Evans. They do their Season of Hope, and that benefits the New Life Program of Denver Rescue Mission. We do it every single year. It's an annual gift to support men who are working their way back to just becoming productive members of society. Mm-hmm. And my good friends over at American Financing, they just texted me that they're going to be matching donations for the remainder of the show today.
Oh,
so
very cool.
Go to denverfan.com/seasonofhope. Donate now. That's denverfan.com/seasonofhope. And if you donate during the remainder of the show, American Financing is going to match your donation. So huge shout out and thank you to my friends over at American Financing. That is awesome.
Right on. Right on. All right. Frank, I understand you have a cow story.
Yeah. When I was much younger, we lived in Arvada before it was a lot more developed. We had about 7 horses, and then my dad got a cow given to him as a fee. He did some tax work for a rancher fellow that he knew.
Okay.
And so the cow was stuck in with the horses. And the cow, a cow isn't super smart in a herd, but they can develop, like, learning, like they can mimic. And so the cow became incredibly destructive on the post and rail fence. And kind of watching what the horses were doing. And so it would break down the fence all the time, and so the horses and the cow would all get out. And my parents would have to run around Clark Street and try to chase down the horses and cow.
This is a Disney story, by the way. This is great. This is great. Like, there's the cow that thinks he's a horse that wants to lead the horses to freedom.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
What's going on in my neighborhood right now?
It ends tragically.
Great, just like a Disney film. Yeah, go ahead.
Because what happened is eventually my dad just got fed up with having to get the fence fixed all the time.
So
he contacted somebody who would process it. His name was Charlie. Charlie the Charlet. And so, yeah, my mom was literally pulling into the driveway, and Charlie was being taken out in a trailer. And the guy kind of not, and this is God's own truth, He leaned out the window while my mom was pulling into the driveway and did a slit his throat.
Oh, jeez, yikes. Okay.
And so Charlie came back to us as a bunch of processed meat, which we always had anyway. And so mom wouldn't touch Charlie. Mom wouldn't eat Charlie, the Charlet, not at all.
Charlie was the gift that kept on giving. Yep.
We kept his hide for a while, and it burned in a barn fire. It was kind of sad. It was
double death.
See, that's a Disney story right there.
Yeah.
The only other thing I wanted to know, sir.
We don't need another.
It was a good story, but that's it. One story.
You've already given us our holiday story right there. I don't know if let's recap.
I can't wait to share with you.
The cow came into the yard.
No, I cannot wait to share with you after Christmas one of the presents that one of my kids has given. I can't wait to share it with you.
All right. I just want to say on this fine program, we heard about a cow that thought he was a horse.
Yeah.
And he was leading the horse to freedom.
Yeah. But they didn't make it.
But it ended with the cow's throat being slit.
Yeah.
Happy holidays, everybody.
They kept the hide on the wall, though.
This is The Drive.
And the house burned down.
104.3 The Fan. Jolly Christmas. And in case
you didn't hear, getting you set for the biggest game since Super Bowl 50. Sunday night showdown between the Broncos and Chiefs at Arrowhead. Here's The Drive with Tyler Columbus and D-Mac.
The Foo Fighters, August 6, 2022. It'll be my youngest son's birthday. A Big Bear birthday party for Dylan. How about that?
Oh.
Power Field, and you could go for free.
Whole thing's for him, huh?
Tell Dylan I'm throwing him a party at Empower Field, but I want you to have free tickets right now. This is the Foo Fighters.
That's Foo Fighters.
This is Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
This
is Nirvana.
This is Foo Fighters. Watch this. This is Foo Fighters.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, hey.
Wasn't bad.
303-713-1043, call it 4, August 6th. Tickets go on sale to the general public tomorrow at 10 a.m. Looking for the conversation. All right, cool, man. Hey, Richie, tomorrow too with this, or are we done? Is this it? Or tomorrow more? More tomorrow? Tomorrow too. So listen for the Foo Fighters tomorrow, and you can win some tickets. That's awesome.
All right.
No score with the Les Habitants against the Avalanche.
That's good, because last night there were eight of them things.
I know. It was ugly.
Against us.
And by the way, I guess Kemper's injury was serious enough in the morning skate yesterday, not only to knock him out of the game last night, but also of this one, too. So Johansson is back in goal. I guess we could get Frankie back. I don't know. Somebody was like giving me a hard time. Like, Johansson's actually played all right, but not last night. But, you know, he is goalie number three for the Avalanche organization. So
I love how hockey will call up, like, the local high school teacher and just be like, hey, you want to play goalie this week?
Well, that's no joke. There's a 52-year-old guy who's the emergency third-string quarterback, goalie. Hey,
football's on your mind.
Sorry. And he goes to every Avs game. He sits there in the stands.
Surprised you didn't say Josh Allen.
You know, they do actually call him up for practice, the 52-year-old emergency goalie guy.
I would imagine.
He does. He gets called every now and then just in case.
Yeah.
And he goes and... That is just wild. It's wild that they just practice at family sports where anybody can go, that they actually use just a regular Joe to, you know, stop pucks for him. It's crazy. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. All right, tonight, Thursday night football, it's the Saints hosting the Cowboys. On the surface, this would look like the Cowboys. Taysom Hill gets the start, so much for Trevor Siemian. But the Cowboys are down quite a few fellas, including their head coach, because of COVID protocol. By the way, this just in, Bol Bol joins Bones Highland and Austin Rivers on COVID protocol as well. So we got some men down there for the Nuggets as well. So we'll see what that all adds up to. But Tyler, tonight, it looks like I'm the only person on the staff actually taking New Orleans, but I'm factoring in all this stuff.
Talk to me, because I guess I wasn't fully aware of who all is out. Do you happen to have the list of who's down?
I know McCarthy's out.
You can tell me there's nine guys, but if they're relevant guys, right, that doesn't mean a whole lot to me. So
I need a little help from Kevin and Richie.
Kevin. All right, I mean, that's an interesting storyline. That's certainly a lot of guys.
Who's out for the Cowboys tonight because of COVID besides McCarthy, their coach?
Feels like on the surface level, this should be the Cowboys all the way. Taysom Hill, they're going to run the ball. It's going to go quick. Boy, poor Trevor. Couldn't make the cut.
Poor Trevor.
He had a good crack at it, though, man. Oh. And it was interesting, though, just to think that Sean Payton chose Trevor over Taysom.
Yeah.
It shows that Sean Payton had a lot of respect for him. Now, did it work? No.
We just get into the wacky world of the ideal backup quarterback. Mm-hmm. And Trevor's one of those guys.
He is. Sure.
Because he's a nice dude. He takes things seriously. He's
smart. You're not going to have to worry about him knowing the playbook. You don't have to spend a lot of time or energy on him. He's going to do the right things.
But teams will figure him out, and he'll eventually see ghosts. Happened here. That's happened there.
As most backup quarterbacks will.
As they will.
There's a reason why they're the backups, right?
Correct.
You leave them in there long enough, and at some point they'll get exposed. But in short-term, temporary relief, they can have success.
Oh, it's not players. It's just assistants. It's not the players. And their right tackle. So a bunch of assistants. Well, who is the team
It's still relevant. I mean, depending on who the assistants are.
Right. Who's the team that lost all their assistants and coaches and did lose? Oh, who was that this year?
I remember.
Golly.
I remember the story. I do not remember the team.
They did lose, though, that team, whoever that was.
They did, and they were a good team.
Gosh darn it. Who was it?
I don't know, but I definitely remember it. You know, even if it's just assistance, depending on if it's the coordinator.
It was
the Saints. You're right. That's right.
They lost seven coaches, and they lost that game.
I don't think assistant coaches will matter too much unless they're the coordinators. Coordinators, that'll have a huge impact on the game.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take the Saints for fun. This feels like one. By the way, the Cowboys have been playing terrible. They just got smoked by the Chiefs, right? Right? I get that right?
Yeah. Chiefs handled their business, held them to, I think it was 175 total yards.
9 points.
Yeah. Pretty pathetic game.
19-9.
Wow. How about the Cowboys losing to the entire AFC West except for the Chargers?
Yep. All right, I'm going to take the Saints. I know you took the Cowboys. You going to stick with the Cowboys?
I'm taking the Cowboys. And now, if you were to tell me the coordinators are out, that might change my mind. It's probably going to be too little too late. But I'm going to stick with the Cowboys. Taysom Hill at QB. Things are out of whack out there.
How'd things settle down with you and Stoke on...
Oh, well, he's not been at work, so We have
start there.
We have not quite solved that.
Okay.
However, I've got a very significant ally in his own partner who is in agreement that there was a glitch in the system a couple weeks ago. So I feel like I've got a good I've got a very good game ball. I've got a very good argument there. D-Mac, we learned a lot today about cattle. At least I mean, what are a few things that you learned today, D-Mac?
You can't put a rope around them.
Can't put a rope around them.
If they come into your yard, you're free to slit their throat and own them.
They could live for over a month on their own.
Stay
within a mile radius. Very, very difficult to get back into the trailer. Some people have raised them as pets, including my dad, only to find out that, well, eventually those pets, you eat them.
Eventually.
Right? The game ball of the day goes to Big Perm, though, who let us know that that dude that called in just traumatized all the kids and their parents in the cars that were listening to the fan because they learned that Charlie, the cow, got his throat slit. What does that mean, Dad? This is The Drive. We got Thursday Night Football coming up next.
Hey guys, Tyler Palumbus here to tell you about my new friends at Assignar. Colorado contractors get paid faster and save big time money with Assignar managing their construction operations. From instant crew and equipment scheduling to digital time tracking and forms, contractors using Assignar are averaging $30,000 per year in savings. Collect data from the field to make informed decisions from the office with Assignar platform and mobile app. Go to keepbuilding.com to request your free demonstration of Assignar and see how much your business can save.